Hello.
Good afternoon. Hello, good afternoon. My name is Oscar, calling from Opinion Research. We are conducting a statewide public opinion poll about gun safety, and we would like to include your opinion. Are you a registered voter in Ohio?
I am.
Thank you so much. In that case, let's continue. And do you believe that, do you feel the secure storage of firearms is or is not a major responsibility of gun ownership?
It is.
It is. Thank you so much. A firearm is considered securely stored if it is either in a store, in a secure storage device that is also locked and can be only unlocked with a key, a combination, fingerprint, or other similar means. For example, a safe, container, case, or lockbox, or is made temporarily inoperable by a tamper-resistant locking device such as a cable lock, trigger lock, stored in a container that is not see-through, and stored in a place where a person who is prohibited from handling it, such as a child, cannot reasonably gain access to it. In that case, would you support or oppose a state law in Ohio requiring that firearms be securely stored?
I would support.
Support that. Thank you so much, ma'am. And would you support or oppose a state law requiring that firearms be securely stored if the law defines secure storage to include lock safe? Would you support or oppose that?
I would support it.
Support it. And if the law also include specifies a lock container or case, would you support or oppose that?
I think it would depend on the case.
So in this case, would you support it or oppose it?
I'd support it.
Support it, very well. And if it also the law defines security storage as a lockbox or other device that is designed to be or which can be used to store a firearm, would you support that or oppose it?
Support.
Support. Thank you so much. Let's move on. And would you support or oppose a state law requiring that the storage be accessible by a key lock?
Support.
Support it. And if the law required the storage be accessible by a combination lock, would you support it or oppose it?
Support.
Support. And if the law required that the storage be accessible by a biometric identifier, such as a fingerprint, would you support or oppose that?
Support.
Support. Thank you so much. Let's move on. Almost there. If a firearm is in a storage device, such as a lock safe, case, or lockbox, do you feel it should or should not also be required to be unloaded?
Unloaded.
Unloaded? It should?
Yes. Correct.
Thank you. If a firearm is not in a lock safe, case, or lock box, do you feel it is or is not sufficiently secure if it is equipped with a cable lock, trigger lock, stored in a container that is not see-through, and it's also kept in a place where a minor cannot reasonably gain access to it? Do you feel that it's secure or it's not secure?
I guess secure.
Secure, very well. Let's move on. If a firearm is not in the physical possession of its legal owner or someone who is legally allowed to carry a gun, such as a law enforcement officer, would you support or oppose a law that requires that gun be stored in securely?
I would support that.
Support that, thank you. Okay. This one is a little tricky, so, you know, I will read it as slowly. Searches of homes and cars often require law enforcement to get a search warrant. Would you support or oppose a law that requires firearms to be securely stored if it also includes language making it clear that law enforcement cannot use the secure storage requirement as a reason to enter your home or search your car without a warrant? Would you support or oppose that?
Okay, sorry. I want to make sure I understand. They would need a warrant to search a house, they cannot
or
use...
Or your car, yes.
Or
they would need a warrant.
They cannot use a locked, secured gun as a reason to do it without a warrant.
That's correct. Would you support that or oppose it? Support?
I would support that.
Thank you, ma'am. And would you support or oppose a law that allows an affirmative defense for a person who lawfully owns a firearm that is discharged by a minor if it can be established that the firearm was securely stored immediately prior to the minor obtaining it? Would you support or oppose that?
I'm not sure I understood the question. Can you say it again?
Yeah, would you, the operative word here is affirmative defense. Would you support or oppose a law that allows affirmative defense for a person who lawfully owns a firearm that is discharged by a minor if it can be established that the firearm was securely stored immediately prior to the minor obtaining it?
I don't know what affirmative defense means.
I see very well, and I cannot elaborate in that case because I'm just supposed to read 100% verbatim.
Can you skip the question?
Well, actually, I'm supposed to get an answer, but I mean, if you don't know what affirmative defense means, I can. Would you like me to answer you as undecided at this point?
Correct.
Very well. Yes, because you cannot give me a reasonably, educated answer without knowing what affirmative defense is. Very well. Let's continue in that case. Undecided. Prosecutors have discretion to legally decide whether or not to file charges in particular cases. Would you support or oppose a law requiring prosecutors to formally assess every incident in which a minor child discharges a firearm, except for when hunting under the supervision of an adult?
I support that.
Support it? Very well. Almost there. And would you support or oppose a law requiring prosecutors to record in writing any charges filed against an adult gun owner in connection with a minor illegally discharging a firearm and make that record available to the public?
I support that.
Support it? Very well. Thank you. And almost done. In terms of your personal political party identification, do you consider yourself a Democrat, Republican, or Independent?
Democrat.
Democrat, thank you. And what is your age, please?
51.
61, 6-1, correct?
No, 5-1.
5-1, okay, thank you. No, that's why I was making sure. Thank you so much. Which one of the following best describe your race or ethnicity? White, Anglo, Black, African-American, Hispanic, or Latino, Asian, or other?
White, Anglo.
Thank you. Thank you, ma'am. Last question is about gender. Regarding your gender, do you consider yourself male or female?
Female.
Thank you. This concludes our survey. Thank you so much for your participation and your valuable time. Go ahead and have a wonderful weekend, ma'am. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Bye.